now on The Weekend Wake Up. It's time for a taste of the West.
Oh, and every time we get into the value-added territory of the dairy industry, in particular in the world of ice cream, Andy, I get a bit excited.
I love Taste of the West because there's always something good.
There's so much great stuff being made here.
We've talked about some awesome gear that is made here.
And Giovanni Calabro has been producing artisan authentic gelato and sorbet going on 20-odd years ago. Is that right, Giovanni?
Lisa, his other half. Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hello, sorry.
Perfect.
If I just looked at the right thing on the screen, I would have known that. Apologies there. So is that fair back to the 1990s, 20-odd years, Lise?
Yes. So it started, so Giovanni landed here. He was a 23-year-old. He'd been in the food industry all his life. He's a professional chef. So he'd been based in Italy and Germany. And came on holiday, as he says. He's still on holiday.
Yeah, half his luck.
lives sort of in the moment. And back then, Perth was a bit of a different sort of space in the whole dining scene, as you know, and had this light bulb moment and thought, well, why don't we make gelato, the authentic way, and that's how we started.
And the proper sorbet, which I guess would have been hard to get back then.
Yeah. Well, sorbet is made with real fruit, and it's water-based, so it's a non-dairy option, whereas gelato is made with milk. And it's the version, the Italian version of ice cream.
And that obviously originated in Italy, and that's come across. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. So we started using the traditional small batch process. So we started in Oxford Street in Leaderville, in that little front shop. That's how it all started, with one small batch machine.
And what's a small batch machine?
Yeah, how much do you make?
You can only put in 12 litres at a time. Oh. It churns it very, very slowly. So that's where we get the difference between gelato and ice cream.
Yeah.
So you're putting in 12 litres, it's going to churn it slowly. That means less air is incorporated. That's why you get a denser product.
Denser, creamier. Mm. I know it.
He's visualising it now.
I can always feel it on my tongue as you speak, Lisa. were these kind of ancient recipes, like secret family or, you know, traditional recipes that he managed to extract?
Oh, we tinkered in that first year, 1999, and we just saw this, you know, like this silky, velvety, it was like liquid gold, you know, in the first batches that were coming out.
Mm.
And, yeah, from there, that was the sort of the passion, that side of it. From there, we then, you know, made it our point to showcase WA local produce. So we've used local milk, the small cream component. Yeah.
Excellent. And I guess you'd be digging on some of the great local fruit and other products to make flavours.
Yes. So in our sorbets, our mango and our strawberry is a local frozen puree.
That is brilliant. And so how many...
Like eating fruit.
How many small spinners have you got now then to keep up?
Look, people are blown away when they come past. Yeah. We have three. Three.
So it's still very hands-on.
Very, very hands-on. So we can customise, you know, like we have a little bit of fun this week. We tried a watermelon sorbet with watermelon puree, which is probably three-quarters fruit puree. Yeah, it's a small batch machine.
My kids would love that one.
Well, and that's how you get the quality product out the other end of it. Time is an essential ingredient in lots of things. I was just thinking how much I would have loved to have been around when you were testing the recipes.
But we still do lots of that because we want to keep abreast of... So we all have, for instance, we have our classic flavours, which we've always done.
Yeah.
So let me guess, is there vanilla?
Vanilla, so the top sellers...
Yeah.
Last year, 2017, was actually pistachio.
Oh, Of course it was.
I love that one. I know that one. Do you sell it in clear buckets at certain places, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I've almost sat down and eaten a bucket in one sitting. I'm very much enamoured with the pistachio.
Yeah. So pistachio was the top seller, vanilla bean.
Yeah.
And then Morello cherry, because that's a sour cherry, and that's a very traditional Italian flavour.
What about the good old classic chocolate? Does that come in?
Chocolate was number six.
Number six.
Then we've got our choc hazelnut.
Oh.
Which is like a Ferrero type blend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then in our, because we've got a new range, which is probably 18 months old, where we started playing a little bit in a different space. So we've got our choc chip cookie dough, our salted caramel, choc fudge brownie, and choc fudge peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter. I'm sold. Like, I need some more selling on this.
And they are really, really strong performers.
I bet that's
a different customer who's going to, whoever loves absolutely. Peanut butter is
selective,
not a,
yes,
yeah.
Not a traditional ice cream fan.
Do you do an avocado?
No. Been talk of it. Yes.
Is there? Well, I was wondering if you just made that up out of your head, Andy.
Well, no, I was at an avocado festival a few years back and I tried it there and it was really good. And I suddenly thought, here you go. We need to. My kids always ask me, oh, Dad, I really want to try that avocado one again.
Would you do it on its own or would you combine it with something?
It was combined, but I can't even remember what it was, but it was very good.
There's a thought starter for you, Lise.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we've done truffle. Yeah. We've done durian.
King of fruit from Malaysia. What, now, did you try fish and chips?
Yes, we made. That's us.
How did that go?
That was a blast, actually. Oh, gosh, that takes us back to 2012. So we did that for the guys in Fremantle. We sat down, we tasted, we said, okay, we had to really drill down and see what it was we were trying to capture. And we did, and yeah,
it's a technical achievement by the sound of things, really, isn't it, Lise?
Yes, because in effect, you're not actually going to taste the fish in there. It's more the cotton candy type of thing that you get from the batter.
The elements. Yeah.
Is it the look that with that one, it's more of the visual rather than the flavour? Is that?
The visual rather than the flavour, and I think that the whole, what would it taste like?
I know. Well, that's what I was just thinking, because you just can't put the two and two together, really, can you? Yeah. Fish and chips and ice cream, it doesn't.
Well, I'm glad that there are people that are living on the edge and coming up with these experimental directions for ice cream, because you never know when you might, stumble across the next vanilla or the next, peanut butter and chocolate one.
Sounds a bit Hester-ish, doesn't it?
It does. Yes. It is getting into Hester territory. Heston Blumenthal, what will we do without him? I didn't even realise that Il Gelato had, had such a long history here in WA. And you guys have pretty much, given that you were the first ones in, you've pretty much cornered the market, haven't you?
Yeah, we are the market leader, and we're very, we're gratified by that. Yeah. I think once even a 12-year-old can now tell you the difference between ice cream and gelato. Once you taste it, I think
it's hard to go back,
aren't you?
It's really hard to go back.
Definitely.
You've spoiled it. It's like going in first class. You never want to fly any other way again.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yes.
Now, we can get it everywhere, can't we? It's lots of restaurants and lots of supermarkets that stock Il Gelato.
Yes. So available in lots more places now. In some of our, the independents, the IGAs, the grocers, you'll see full door displays popping up even in some petrol and convenience stores. Schools, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be smashed. Yep.
Brilliant.
So we've done a new line for schools, dipped our toe in the water and had some feedback in term four.
Man, you're going to be working those small batch blenders pretty hard, aren't you?
That's right. We'll be doing double shifts, I suppose.
Yeah.
Lucky, by the sound of it, it's a labour of love.
It's a labour of love. Like every waking hour goes into how we can do what we have been doing you know, even better.
I understand.
Because at the end of the day, yeah, it's about transforming somebody's day. You know, you have a scoop and it'll just, it'll transport you.
You know what? That's the word I was thinking of. Yeah. It does. It's like a song. It takes you to somewhere else.
Mm.
It's why I can understand it, because I'm thinking about ice cream all day and I don't make it. Lisa, it's been a joy to chat to you. I know that we can find Il Gelato products everywhere you look around WA. Great to have you on board today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Cheers.
And a perfect day for eating gelato.
Absolutely.
Finally, 37 degrees.
You know what? I'll eat it when it rains. I'd eat it when it snows, to be honest. But, hey, that's just me. Good on you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
There you go. The one of the co-creators of the Il Gelato Juggernaut.
Yeah.
That's Lisa Calabro here at 882 6PR. I'm going to have
Isn't
to find
an
something.
Awesome story?
It is.
I just love it. You know, and you just, you go follow this little track that they've, someone's come across, started a little tiny thing, and it's just grown from there, and there you go.
And you know, by the sound of things, Giovanni was, you know, one of those kind of thinkers, ideas people, and this one,
a visionist.
Thankfully, it was just followed all the way through.
Absolutely,
you know, it's come home to roost.
Mm.
I'm going to get some ice cream on the way home. It's,
yeah, I think so.
Even at this time of the morning, it's okay. Ice cream for breakfast is okay, Andy.
Well, when it's good ice cream like that,
of course,
you can have it any time.
Who am I trying to convince? 16 to 8.